January 29th, 2014, is the Watt Pedro Show.
Thank you.
From Feed Rush Show. How are you, Brother Matt?
Good.
We are on a Wednesday.
Welcome back.
You know who just wanted to ask about being on the show? Brother Adam Bomb.
Right, Adam Bomb's coming back. Awesome, yeah. That'll be cool. Never get to see
I
enough Adam
next
Bomb.
Wednesday.
Bitching. Yeah, 15 or whatever.
We had him aboard just to do a side
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have him for spiel.
Yeah, that got his foot in the door. Now you get to be the get the spotlight on him.
Right. God, but he was a DJ a long time at KXNU.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got so many things going on. Yeah, he's been rocking in so many different ways for
and
a long
the
time.
Bands
yeah.
And, yeah.
And I think now he's also doing some Amoeba stuff.
Is that right? Okay.
And, yeah.
Incredible record store up on Sunset, people.
Yeah, it'll be a great show.
The original one was San Francisco, actually.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Brother Matt, we don't have him here this week. Who we do have is Tim
Axon. Yeah, Tim, welcome.
How's it going?
Long trip down here for you.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Right?
About a block or so.
Here, that's the mic there. You laugh? Try it out.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it works.
A little low. Who beat up last time?
Last time was Henry.
Yeah, the mic was way down.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe, you don't have the authority yet, Tim. You'll get there. You live in Pedro long enough, you'll get the big old fucking win back. I should say who was on the show when we started the show with John Coltrane. Oh yeah, this is probably the earliest John Coltrane I've ever played, 1951, when he was in Dizzy Gillespie's band.
Oh wow.
Yeah, something live, a tune called Good Bait, I guess if you're a fisherman. And that's him. I don't even know if he switched over to tenor yet. He might have still been on alto. But it's from some rare radio broadcast thing. You can hear Dennis Terry.
Stuff's still becoming available, huh? Stuff that
yeah, because what happened was in those old days, there was a lot of stuff that went live over the radio. Mm. They didn't really have good ways of recording those days yet. So some of the stuff is off wire.
Wow.
Or they did make, like, lacquers of radio broadcasts, but rights issues and shit like that.
Wow.
Incredible. And then we had, by Soako. Not Mr. Eichmann, but A-Y-K-M-I-N. What was it called? The Man in the Glass Booth, I think it was. Anyway, to our guest, Brother Man.
Yeah, Tim's in the house.
Brother Tim has been in Pedro now almost 3 years, right?
Yeah, about 3 years.
Right, so he's kind of a new addition to our town, but he's an incredible asset to the town because he's actually kind of archiving it, documenting it.
Yeah, he got a cool eye coming into town from the outside and just appreciating it and digging on it with a whole fresh new pair of eyes and taking stuff that we've maybe taken for granted and giving it a whole new fresh appreciation.
I think you turned me on to him. There was that book.
Oh, right.
Right? Uh-huh. And I think it's the pictures from over here on fucking Shepherd.
Mm.
In fact, the cover, right?
The cover is on Santa Cruz Street, but there's a picture of Shepherd, and there's 39th Street. And
Santa Cruz ain't that far, and 39th is a block over, so, okay.
Yeah, now you got the cool thing going with...
I know from my
pedaling
past, it's almost familiar.
Yeah, see all these spots.
What were you saying?
Oh, now he's got the cool show going with Lori down at Cornelius Projects.
But let's start from the beginning. I told you people, Tim arrived here 3 years ago, so maybe you should tell them where you come from.
I was born in Frankfurt, but I grew up in a...
Not Frankfurt, California. The Frankfurt.
Frankfurt, Germany. And
actually, there's two Frankfurts, right? There's an Am Main.
And there's one on the Oder. Yes.
Oder,
yes.
Am Oder, right. The
yes.
one that's common.
Yeah.
The Ural one.
Yeah, the one on the Oder gets the big
that's
flooding.
That's the Mayan one, and that's the one that I used to play a lot, because that's where the USGIs used to be in the Cold War days. But the Oder one had the big flood.
Yeah.
But actually, it's like England does this, too. If they got two towns with the same name,
Oh, it's the one on that river. Oh. So you grew up in Frank. You're born in Frankfurt.
Born in Frankfurt, but I grew up in Augsburg, which is close to Munich.
Right, and, right. In the south.
Exactly, exactly. And we got the Wertach and the Lech. These are the two big rivers that go through there.
Yeah.
That's where I grew up.
Okay. And, Southern German.
Exactly.
So, what led you to Southern California?
Well, obviously, you know, after school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I was always into skiing and snowboarding because I grew up close to the mountains, and
yeah.
So I thought, okay, I want to.
Well, yeah, Austria is right not that far, and there's the just south of Switzerland.
Yeah, it's like half an hour to the next ski resort.
Those cats are there right by.
Yeah.
Tyrol and Alps.
Yeah. So I went to Canada and worked for a ski resort there.
What part?
Alberta. Alberta. Jasper, Alberta.
Canada Prairie.
It's
like east of British Columbia, really flat. The big towns are Calgary.
Calgary, yeah. But I was almost 5 hours.
There was the Olympics there.
Yeah.
So I was there in the Rockies and did the skiing. Did the skiing thing. And after that, I bought a cheap Volvo together with a friend of mine, and we drove all the way down to Mexico, and we basically drove straight down, but we spent one day in the traffic of Los Angeles.
To get to Mexico.
And I just...
You mean you went through Washington State? And
yeah, but we drove straight through. I mean...
I remember when we ended a tour in Calgary, my second band, and we went through Montana, Idaho, Utah.
Yeah. No, we went over to Vancouver. That's what.
Oh,
so you
went through the three mountain ranges.
Yeah.
We did that. You go through a town called Banff. And then you start this. It's three mountain ranges you got to cross before you get into Vancouver, and they're intense. Some of them have the passes have avalanche signs.
Wow.
Okay. That.
And then you know.
An old Volvo.
Yeah. And then
it's
I.
Really strong though.
Yeah, made it all the way, so I you know I saw LA from the car,
from the freeway.
We took PCH all the way through.
Wow!
So I just couldn't believe that you could drive through a city and be in traffic for a complete day. The entire time I was like, what is going on here? This is like there has to be something
PCH,
going on.
Especially Malibu, that's only the road.
Yeah, so yeah. I always had this in the
what
back
time of
my.
Year?
That was spring, right after like May after the ski season, and then I went down to Mexico to Baja, and then I came back because visa and all this stuff. I ended up staying in LA for a little bit longer, and. Luckily, met some people that kind of showed me around because I didn't like it in the beginning because you have no idea where to start, where to go to.
It's big spread out,
and you don't really. I mean, I had no idea. I didn't understand it at all. But I just told myself, give it a little time, and then I went back home to Germany for over a year. So that was just like the first little. Glimpse, but then obviously I was always into the skateboarding, snowboarding, surfing thing. Always interested in that. So
we can do it because we have mountains close enough in the ocean.
Yeah.
So there are cats that do both.
Yeah. How does the visa thing work? Is it a hassle? How much time is it for?
It's not easy. But I mean, once you're through LAX, it's all good.
Get your sleep before the morn.
One set down while another one's born.
Oh, get your washing done.
Get it hung by the noonday sun.
She'll get it run for river shore.
Mm-hmm.
on the mound and he's mowing him down. Oh, baby, come to me, my can of corn. Cause I'm going downtown, I face.
Before you sleep, you cry late.
Salt bed and a pillow before you wake.
River ramble, yonder roam.
River meander, river mend.
Break its crooked back before it ends.
Daddy rock, now daddy play. Now daddy, let my mother lay. Rock your marriage bed to sleep.
While little sister slips away.
Oh, got a dapple browns, got blacks and bays, and her own to let spare. One to ride, one to trade, another to learn or share. The black, take it back, return, and the brown, break down.
Oh, set it down!
Put it down, I said. Take it back. Long as old man's soul sun ups and sets. It's sun yet, sun yet.
Chinny, chin, chin, son, get your chin up done.
In my time, the sun come up, the sun set down. Sun sets straight, let it climb, let it shine. I'll be round. Now send that sun along, but slow. While you slept, she wept, the sunrise late. I'll bet you're wetter at her pillows do.
Like a white water pillow, like a weepy willow, weep for thee, bow willow.
On hot her side or bed, side or Z. Other side better, for Z's.
Got black, got brown, got dark bay colt, got old gray mare and foal, who to know? Got dapples, yay, got dapples there, and a roan.
Got black, got brown, got dark bay colt, got old gray mare and foal. Who knows? Got dapples here, got dapples there, and her own to spare.
De açúcar é tão lindo como amor de mar, como amor de mar. que sai da casa. Porque eu lembro da Bahia, suas ruas agora, e sua gente é tão linda em ponta.
Thank you.
Pedro show, we heard something brand new from Soctite, which is a band with Dirk Vandenberg, Jerry Trepetich.
Yeah.
Steve McKay on the sax. Raymond Pettibone singing. And that's Aida singing along with him. Mother and father of Bo Willow, who just had a birthday. Two weeks ago. Got Dapples, yeah, I think it's about horses. You know, they closed Hollywood Park. Went to
Yeah.
Won the very last race. Corey Nakatani.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. So now it's just a casino and a...
That's all we're going to have is gambling. I think Los Alamitos is going to turn to quarter horses and shit. It's right here. Then Chicago Batman.
Yeah,
Lembrancina. Then Dirty Beaches Within Dreams, Up the Coast by Frischa. And finally, Going to Get You Brainwashed, the long version by Allegheny Whitefish. Mr. Tom of Tobacco. Anyway, what about this camera thing? Did you do a camera when you were young in Germany?
If I had a, my uncle.
Were you documenting Frankfurt and what was the other one, Augsburg?
Yeah. I was just taking pictures of my friends and of snowboarding and stuff.
But then what about the building thing? Well, your first book is actually cars.
Cars in front
in
of
Pedro.
Houses. Yes.
Pads in Pedro.
Yes.
And so you really didn't do that. You did more like snowboarding pictures and bunny pictures.
Yeah.
First you got to tell us, how did you pick Pedro out of all the 150 towns SoCal is?
Well, I was looking for a place and, I found out pretty quick. I mean, you know, when you come to LA for the first time, you usually end up in like Venice, Santa Monica area.
Young people, Echo Park, Silver Lake.
Yeah. Well, I ended up over there and, cause you know, I like to stick close to the water. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was looking for places and I was like, holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
This is pricey. So
big money's, right?
Yeah. So I went to a gas station and I bought a map of LA and I was like, okay, so where could I go? And then I was like, whoa, what is this?
Were there maps that fold out?
Yeah.
You know what our Bible is, though? Now, I don't know about nowadays with GPS. It was called the Thomas Brothers.
Yeah, Thomas K.
You ever heard of this?
Yes.
It's a book. It's got over 100 pages. It's our, those used to be in everybody's fucking car, huh?
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody had these things.
It's still going.
Okay, so you unfold this map.
We have a big one the size of that big tapestry in the wall of the pad back in the days. Like the fire department, police department used to have a map like that.
So you open up this map, and what?
And then I looked, and I was like, whoa, what is this peninsula down here? And, there's a port. There's a big port, and I was like, this sounds cool, and then I just got in my van and I drove down to 110 Freeway, and it was one of these.
Yeah, we call it the Harbor Freeway.
Harbor Freeway, and
you don't pass through because it ends here.
Exactly, it was one of these gray days, and I remember when you come up the freeway onto Gaffey Street, it said "Welcome to San Pedro."
They got rid of that.
They did.
Yeah,
they did.
But it still says Pedro on the smokestack.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
why'd they get rid of that?
I don't know. That's screwed.
I think they, redid this whole park, and I don't know why they got rid of that.
That's a pedestrian bridge.
Yeah.
And on the other side, it said bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks for coming or something
like that. Yeah, that's gone too.
Yeah, come back to San Pedro. It's in the show as well.
Part of the new Rita Del Pedro push.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it is. The push. So, you come down to town, you go, here's the harbor.
Here's the harbor. And I drove up 7th Street. And, looking down from 7th.
Where I am, Brother Ben. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Osmary Star.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there was a sign, room for rent. Room.
Room
for rent. And I knocked on the
Not
door.
Not apartment. All right, room.
Knocked on the door and talked to the guy, and I didn't have all the paperwork and things you need to rent a place, and I talked to the guy, and he was like, sure, as long as you pay in the end of the month. And the same day, I said...
So you decided to move to Pedro the first time you came here.
Yeah, and I hadn't really seen anything.
Yeah.
A week later.
7th Street is right off Gaffey, so it's right off the street you rode into town on.
Yeah.
What made you want to turn right there?
Still never been to
Bay. Up the hill. Up the hill is always great.
Oh, because you get a better view.
Exactly. Huh. Exactly.
Okay. What was that, Brother Matt?
There's a lot of people in L.A. still never been a Peter.
I remember the first time Joe Bicep brought him my prac pad. He was like, whoa, look at this. He was born in Wilmington, yeah. The town next to him. They share the harbor with us, yeah. And he couldn't believe it. He's like, wow.
That was a pristine spot.
So, okay. Man, thanks to that guy, that landlord man with the room for rent.
Yeah.
Bitch. How long did you stay there?
Well over a year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, you were right near me. Didn't know. I only knew when I saw the picture in the show. Yeah. Okay, when you come to town, you want to start snapping pictures?
So I started walking from my house, and kind of literally one of the first things that I noticed, man, there are like a lot of nice old classic cars around, and all the Volkswagen Beetles, and
you know why you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the United States, you don't see many old cars because they get snow.
Oh yeah,
and they gotta use salt on the road. I don't think the Germans salt their highways actually.
Oh, we do, yeah.
And it rusts cars. But it helps melt snow and make it safer roads. Yeah, somebody was telling me that the Germans didn't salt their roads.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah, maybe it's bullshit.
We do.
Yeah, but we do. But in Cali, we don't have the snow. So you see the old cars. They don't rust out.
Yeah.
And you see that big time when you tour, Brother Matt, the rest of the country. Yeah, it's like you don't see all these 60s and 70s cars. They just don't last if, rust air.
Right.
So you have like really nice like junkyards and stuff all over.
But just part of the environment. Now, being by the water here, we got some salt air. We can get some rust. But a lot of Southern California, you'll see way more older cars than the rest of the country. So you're noticing all these old rides, and you want to get shots of them. Okay.
And
he's got a lot of good rides.
I literally really took them like unintentionally almost, and after a little while I looked through my pictures and I was like, oh, I kind of got a theme going here. And then I was like, oh, maybe this might be an idea for a book. And then I sent it out to a couple of people I knew in Germany. This is a German publishing house.
Yeah.
And to my surprise, like 2 weeks later, I get an email, yes, we would like to do this. And then I really started walking more and shooting more and shooting other things too. I mean,
let's play some music.
Open light, it jumps up like a gun. Spun by a vastness white and on the run, so blooming hot in wavy ancillary thought. Then feathering our air as if heated for fun. Drowning no sound, the yellows beam down. It's lasers feeding me hot D's by the pound. So good for me whether I like it or not. Unbidden I pour sweet sweat off by the ounce. If blown minds can but move mountains, filling far futures, we'll never see what happens until we wildly climb these deepening skies, going in, our wills never wither while thus mounting on. Then spattering the air with divine yellowed flurries, clattering on, flipping fast with a leaf-like hurry, to leap like water, flow those liquid dendrites. Funny how it all opens before me. I'm mesmerized. Unraveling in rich scrolls of truth this ground it parts, worn molecules of history unpebbling by starts, blithe nuggets of past lives, revealed, of curious portent, by semi-reliable guesses, savoring them in a sense. Looking deeply enough becomes like falling backwards. Time rushes past our wonder in vast, unruly hordes. Snippets of their detritus fuel a rapacious yen. Forward moving will our kind be if we can but unravel them. Such golden ideals of long-buried truth, thought idly lost to time, a severely viscous morass of the once unseen. Why are we so unkind? Did they let slip the kernels of genius once gracing ancient minds? For they've not been infected by the hubris of our burdensome rhymes. Faster and more convenient, regaled by the merchandise barkers, perfect forgeries of land, air and sea as yet still uncharted, yet with gewgaws and knick-knacks we stuff up our larders, dealing coin to the cheats, doling chimeric sparseness. Why fall for a fantastic mirage of the latest improvement when yesterday's convenience needs but one part to keep moving? They've got it, so you want it. You're jonesing for upkeeping. Your auntie merely starves off ennui like insidious queefing.
foul, three straight up and celery, better, most of fighting calorie,
birthday today. BJ Patel Andrea there in Berlin. He's drum man for El Señor de Mayo. I think he's 3'5". How old are you, Chip?
I am 27.
27. Good year. Scary year, right? Anyway, Hobocamo with canon number 6, Babashi. I think it's a Moondog composition. And then Chris Koger with the poem Who Minds Digging Dirt? Chris Kroger out of Austin, Texas. Chivo Amado's got a brand new album.
Oh, yeah.
Yuka Honda's been on her show. And she's got back with her band.
She's due for another trip, aren't
she? Yeah. I think she's going on tour. She got her visa. Check in. And then something brand new, too, with John Lennon's son, Sean. The Ghost of Sabretooth Tiger. 2D. And finally, Polka Bjorn and Kleine Heine. These are some cats from Norway. What do you call this? Accordion music. Mein Vater ist ein Appenzeller. He sells apples. Norwegian. We were in a Volvo, right? Okay.
They're Swedish, though.
Volvo stood for some kind of acronym. Like, oh. You go, Vol. You know, there's this word in Norwegian. For go, so it's like, they used to be famous for this 3-cylinder car, the V4. They used to win all these. They'd have these rally races in those mountains with the tight turns and stuff, and they were like in the 60s.
That's where those dudes jump with those squirrel suits on.
That's right. Brother Matt, we're at the end of the first hour. Our guest Tim Max Idol, January 29th, 2014. Hold tight for hour 2.
Yeah.
January 29, 2014, second hour of What Pedro Show.
No, we don't call the Mars, we need those. Need to win my mind, we need your way. Give me my life, oh, we need yours.
Radio calls out to us. Radio see what truth. No way to truth but the truth. No way to see what no ways. Let your radio know us. Might you may not so much you must. No lies is to what to waste. No lies is to what you want. Why you wanna? Why should you run away? Why should you run away? Why should you run away? Rain on cold, man, when you call. When I do my life, you can. When I call, just when it comes. When I call, man. Right on your ways, like the cars, in the doorways. Why don't you waste in the cars? Why don't you wait light in the malls? Why don't you wait in the cars? Why don't come out like the cars? Don't ask always, the light the cars. Don't let it right, you can us always. No why the dark can it rise. I speed on the rain on your car. Why don't see your light in it lows? Why don't you waste? Don't see your light in it lows. No way on my light in your car. When I choose the light in your car. No why don't you waste?
Why do cars? Why do comes with any point of view. With any point of view, why don't we be?
I'm not afraid to die. Fail! death on the wind. I take warmth for nothing. You and I are fused from the first man to be used. Death is not more. Only the worst, and I'll ruin the end. As bad as it gets good again. I'm gonna hold you and tell them rotten, and tell them black holes take.
Watt for Pedro show. Started second hour off with the Zero Game, something live from Demo Suzuki. And now I was hipping Tim because I realize he's a younger man and maybe doesn't know about 60s bands like the King. But check them out. You might dig them. They were, for some reason, after a while, it got called Krautrock. I think maybe some guy in England started calling it that, and so everybody else did. But it's this kind of instrumental vibe that a lot of people use, kind of usually a repetitive rhythm section, jamming on it, and the big, wow, like your ghost fish by the man over there. No, right here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like predecessor, I got innovators. Of course, yeah, they were Germans, and... But it was a strange title because Noy and Faust and all these older bands, Kraftwerk, they're all different if you listen to them. So it's really crazy. So Krautrock's kind of a corny.
I listened to Noy label. When I drove across the country.
Yeah.
I listened to Noy a lot.
Then you might dig Cam.
Yes.
Yeah, Noy's trippy.
Yeah.
One of the guys is playing again, Michael. Yeah. Steve Shelley did some playing again. And then we heard Electronic Woman 2.0, 200 Angels Talk, 208 Talks of Angels. I think they're, I gotta get this right, they're Ukrainians or Ruskies, I guess somebody a little east.
Some craziness going on.
I know. Jesus, I hope they work it out somehow. I mean, even the... The corrupt boss was saying they gotta work it out. Well, he's his ass on the line. But like they had some law against
gathering
helmets.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't wear helmets, so you know they could crack you on that. Yeah. I think they took back that law. Dudes were wearing colanders. You know who wears the colanders is the Pastafarians. In fact, there was a German case not too long ago because to take a driver license picture this man wanted. It's my religion. You know, I'm a Pastafarian, so he took his driver's license picture with this. A Czech guy, too. It was a court decision where, freedom of religion, and let me have my, colander, right? The pasta with it. The guy started wearing those. The Ukrainian people, man, everybody's pulling with you, I know. Somehow. You've had such heavy history, too.
Yeah, be brave.
Slates with Search. Doing a Minuteman cover, huh? And then G.G. Allin, the Jabbers, 1980s Rock and Roll. Secretaris by Michael Van Leuven. I think it's a Dutch name. Death is Possible, Family Room. They're New Yorkers. Or he is. And then from France, High Five Club with Fremantle. So, you start taking pictures of other stuff. People were talking with Tim here. He had a book. What's the name of the book?
The book is Home Alone. That's the English title.
Okay, Home Alone. And it's basically cars parked in front of pads in Pedro. So this book comes out, but then you start taking pictures of other things.
Yeah.
Just anything, Pedro.
Exactly. I mean, that's where I live, so I just walked around here, and on one of my walks, I went down to City Hall. And
the old city building, when we used to be our own city people. Water fountain?
Yeah.
They got the Pedro's first water fountain. They found it. It was lost for years. You know the story behind it? Mm-hmm. They were trying to get people to drink water because we had such... This was a really rough town in the old days. It was a lot of drinking. The year I came to this town, they razed all the whorehouses and bars down there. Sort of like maybe the old days, the Reeperbahn in Hamburg.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of wild town, or in Amsterdam, or like old Europe port towns. U.S. had them too. They were rough.
Check Louis L'Amour's autobiography, Education of a Wandering Man, and he tells about being in old-time Pedro. And watching brawls and hundreds of people in the corner down Beacon Street, cops even in the crowd. You got a couple cool pages of talking about old time Pedro.
In the 40s, I think we were the murder capital for a little while. It was averaging one a night. pretty rough for those days.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, speaking of Norwegians, Joe Hill lived here for a while, right before he got shot by the state of Utah.
He got the Norwegian Seaman's Church down there. He used to always play the national anthem, Norway national anthem, when a Norwegian ship goes by.
Well, a lot of the old days sailors were Scandinavian guys, because there was a Swedish house, too. Mm-hmm. They're halfway houses now, because it seems like most of the sailor work now gravitated to the Filipino guys. They're way into it. These cruise ships.
Mm-hmm.
But to get back to your story, you
walked down to City Hall because I wanted to get a shot of the port from high up. So
did you notice those windows up there? There's bars.
that's where I eventually made my way up there. And I was like, oh, this is
the councilman or the council lady. That's
down
where
down
our office is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's where I walked in. I didn't know that it was office of, you know, I just walked in and was like, hey, is there
anyone? People realize that our mayor is actually 25 miles away.
Yeah.
Politically, we're part of Los Angeles. Yeah. Harbor makes it, you know, beaucoup.
Yeah.
So.
But in the lobby downstairs, there was this small showcase of like a small window with stuff from the San Pedro Bay Historical Society.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it just said over 10,000 historic pictures, a microfilm.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this sounds interesting. This is kind of cool. And so I went back there the Monday after. They're open Mondays and Wednesdays. And I walked in there, and Ann Hansford, the archivist, said hello and was like, how can I help you? And I was like, well, I don't really know. Can I just look through some pictures? So she gave me a folder of street scenes, right? And I started.
So these are like 100 years old.
I started flipping through these pictures, and you know, saw old Beacon Street.
Before it was paved.
Before it was paved with the railroads.
And it was
coming.
The western border. There was no Gaffney yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Gaffney, I think, was Mr. White's campaign manager. Yeah. Mr. White's very important because he got us the harbor. Was going to be in Santa Monica. They wanted too much money.
Exactly, exactly. Exactly.
But then after he did the deal, he died young.
Wow.
That's him standing up from the chair waving to Juan Cabrillo.
Yeah.
Is it free? Yeah, it's free. I saw James Allen's this morning. I said, when are we going to get that Dugma family sculpture? Okay, so you're looking through the pictures. And
yeah,
you're pretty amazed at the history,
I was just amazed by it, and especially if you sit in the archives, you can overlook Pedro. You can overlook the port, and you know, so you basically you look down on what you can see in the archives.
A lot of shit changed.
So I was like, wow.
We had an island in the channel. It's called Dead Man's Island.
Dead Man's Island, exactly.
Take her out. She was clogging up traffic. Yeah. And Terminal Island all changed, all this kind of. And
man,
also, Pedro, too, the landfill, Wilmington.
Yeah,
wow.
It keeps changing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you could do is kind of juxtapose the present and the past. Your shots, then you're going around hoofing.
Well,
because the Cornelius Project's awesome. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Right now, Brother Matt in his spin cycle.
Cool. Start with a little Pedro history here in this tune.
A three-masted cruise ship from Portico came. Her crew was quite hearty. Buccaneer Queen was her name. Caesar Spencer steaks and barbecued beans. And the finest of salad that you've ever seen. One day while a cruising, the Swift she did spy. Her topsails were hoisted and filling the sky. Captain Herb of the Swift said, let's cut her down. He couldn't wait to watch 90 stakes drown. But the Buccaneer Queen was coming about. Her guns were in, Captain Gary did shout. Fire the port cannon, a flash could be seen, and the Swift met the wrath of the Buccaneer Queen. Well, the Swift, she several volleys did fire. Captain Herb's band of cutthroats Roach would never retire. With a hit to the grill that the Buccaneer took, in just a few seconds her steak she did cook. The end of this story has never been told. Both ships fought bravely, their crews were quite bold. That day in the harbor they combated lock, but now they are happy to share the same dock. Of the Buck and the Swift and their sordid past, and how they duck together in friendship at last.
Brother Matt.
The Minuteman cover there?
Yeah.
I dig that.
What was the inspiration, impetus, motivation of your spin cycle?
Well, we start off with the cool old shanties from Dirk's buddy, the shanty man. Forget his name.
Terry
Beeks is on the album.
Yeah.
And then we had some Banyan and solo career.
It sounded like Perth.
All basically came together because of a technical breakdown.
That's the best, man. We're here with Matt Steiner talking about Pedro and how somebody new to your town can help you learn. Mm-hmm. Your brother Matt's from here, but I'm from Virginia. So I'm like you in a way. Just a little bit different. We're in the second hour of Watt for Pedro Show, January 29, 2014 edition. Hold tight for hour three. January 29, 2014 is the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
The circus left town yesterday. There's the strangest little thing that I met. If you ask me what's the answer, should I run, should I romance her? I haven't got that far yet.
I'm centered when my big dog Rudolph jumped on the fat one and he bit him in the gut. For that they clamped on these cuffs and they took me away. They put me on this train and they beat me up. Whoa, tombstone, now that's where I'm bound. Soon this train will stop, and they'll throw me to the dirt. But I'll hold my head up high, so my side don't hurt. They don't know why it is I'm here. They don't seem to care that I'm around. Got a woman from the local paper. Said people they'll start talking later. After I'm dead and buried in the ground. Where the soft wind blows over my bones, and the stars at night they shine as bright as the sun. You can send my mail to the county jail, and they'll tape it to my tombstone when I'm rotting in the ground.
Don't wait for the bell, ain't got no papers to write. Just a rockin' and a boppin' on through the night. Don't get up early, don't go to school. I'm a hot little mama, but I play it cool. I'm naughty but I'm nice. Oh, I'm naughty but I'm nice. I ain't on sugar and I don't think twice. Like a whole lot of trouble with my sugar and spice. I got a rocket in my pocket and a big bull whip. I got big brown eyes, I don't take no lip. Kind of gal your mama warned you about. Kind of gal to make a scream and shout. Well, I'm naughty but I'm nice. Well, I'm naughty but I'm nice. Ain't no sugar and I don't think twice. Like a whole lot of trouble with my sugar and spice. Make up my bike and a jack in my garage. A tiger in my bed with big scary claws. The kind of guy my mama warned me about. The kind of guy to make me scream and shout. Oh, I'm naughty but I'm nice. Oh, I'm naughty but I'm nice. I ain't on school and I don't think twice. I like a whole lot of trouble with my sugar and spice. I like a whole lot of trouble with my sugar and spice. I like a whole lot of trouble with my sugar and spice.
Flat for Pete Rocha. Started the third hour off with Systemic Sickness by Sigodi. Circus left town yesterday, GG Band. Strangest Little Thing with Sugar Beats. Men of Rank by the Payroll Union. Tombstone, Greg Turner of Angry Samoans, teaching calculus now in New Mexico. Sparrow by Woodpecker Williams. Monster by Deeper D's. Daylight Comes, The Manic Low. Jack. And finally, Naughty But Nice by Cattiness and the Revenge, our guest, Tim Maxider. And where we left off last was you in the old city building looking at the old pictures.
In the archives of
the archives.
St. Peter Bay Historical Society, yes. I think second time I went there, I looked through this folder from 6th Street, and there was a picture in it where a man was standing next to one of these little young trees, and somebody kicked over all the trees. Some drunk, I guess, kicked over all the trees, and I just couldn't believe it, because four days before I saw that picture, I was on Pacific Avenue in front of the ballet school, and somebody had kicked over
there too long.
And I had taken a picture, so I was...
It's all over again.
Exactly. So this is
how... Oh, so you're taking pictures. So this is the juxtaposition of the different times, but then the similar...
Well, okay. Some things are similar, but it's not the... But it's not the... Now and then photography. It's not the same location.
Yeah.
Same kind of incident, yeah. or just some weird connection between.
Something connected those pictures.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, but and then
this becomes the basis of the show you have at Cornelia Projects, right?
Yes. Yes.
People, how long does it go on?
It goes until March 1st.
So March 1st, Cornelius Projects, which is, between
14th and 15th. Yeah, 1417
South Pacific Avenue, San Pedro, California. Try to get there, because it's righteous in seeing this stuff that Tim here is talking about. So, you got a new thing going in your mind now. Seeing these old shots. It's up about these shots you're taking now in the contemporary. Not like time lapsed, but there's connections you're feeling. How were you approached to do the show at Cornelius Projects?
Well,
so I had read the book.
Well, I did like a one night show with pictures from the book. At the Grand Salon in the arcade building.
Yeah.
And
across the street from Warner Theater.
Exactly. And that's where I met Laurie for the first time.
She's the lady who runs Courtney Lewis Project.
Exactly. But then, you know, time passed. I spent a lot of time at the archives because, you know, I mean, it was the archives in a way were a place to go,
yeah.
You know, twice a week, something to go to. And,
yeah.
But then, a couple of months ago, I was like, okay, I think I have something together. I can, you know, I can go somewhere and show this is the direction I want to go. And,
yeah.
And then I talked to Laurie and this is how it came together.
Very happy. And then the people at the Archive Society, they were righteous to let you. Would you make copies of these shots that you wanted to put next to your work?
I would scan them in,
yeah,
at the archives.
Okay.
And then print them.
That's bitching it in.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, you know, at the archives, even if you go there without a plan, if you just hang out long enough,
yeah,
and you look through these pictures, but you also have all these people talking, and these people have been in this town for a long, long time.
Right, right.
So they tell you all these little stories, and then, you know, in combination with looking at these pictures, you kind of make your own Pedro story in your head. Like, you kind of,
yeah,
find out how this town works. I mean, like, when I
moved, I wish more people were like,
yeah,
Brother Tim here, Brother Man.
Yeah.
I mean,
they do take our town for granted, and maybe me sometimes too. There's something about hearing old people tell stories, man. Mm-hmm. It's bitching. It ain't lame.
Yeah, and I mean, when I moved here, you know, I didn't know it was called Pedro. You know, I learned that the very first day. That it was called Pedro, but then the whole like longshore thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know what a longshoreman was. I didn't know the term and everything. Then it was clear.
You guys in Europe, they say stevedore more, I think.
Yeah.
No Spanish and Italian say stevedore.
Yeah, but anyway, like just sitting up there.
You guys have them though.
Yeah, we do.
I think it was the old days. The boat had come along the shore. Yeah, it was really rough work. You had to like pay guys to get a job. It was watch on the other on the waterfront, right?
Yeah.
Marlon Brando.
Some of those ports.
Bud Schulberg wrote it.
Pretty automated. Some of the ports over there, I think.
That's right. Like the Clerkin's all gone, and things waste too. Let's play some more music, and we'll be back with our guest Tim.
Yesterday with a nice sudden realization. It was that I was a mortal Raphael who loved to imagine trees under the king's swan song. It was a case I couldn't figure out. If I get a die from PSR, something that I was told is not standard for perfect deuterium resistance. Chimes of freedom and burn it with the soul of Pond Rock Stone Bastion. But it can't fully burn after it's spoken when Josephine handles her internally bodily nails quite well underneath the painting's blood that depicts a flower blooming underneath a beautifully painted blackened sun. Because that's all that matters, right? That's all that matters. The wonders of the colors, the blue sky, the running river that can't be criticized to keep you from hazing yourself in front of people as you speak with computerized books in your pocket. You speak with such and think and talk. I don't even know. I wasn't born to understand speech with a workout that must be met, not exceeded.
We'll be right back. man mops floors. They live in the older part of the building. Where did you come from? Jimmy wore a broken hand. Kid Nick Weasel. The Don was shanked. A can basket full of gypsies.
Show last music for the show was Taichi with Misen Gymnastics Metal Sausages by Atayunga Lepers. I think they're Bari, Italia. Stay away from here. The Chronics, they're Italian. I know that because second man did a split single with them that's going out soon. Wapme, the Extract, they're from Canada. Drain Maniacal Deserts by Tunnel Rat. Yeah, he's a U.S. guy from somewhere. DMF, Punks Not Punks, that's Orange County. Johnny, great cat. And finally, Wasco with Scarcity of Tanks.
So, Cleveland,
Ohio. Okay, our guest, Tim Max.
Nice making it down this end of the block.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.
What's your plan now? What's your future plans now that you got your Cornelius show? Now you get your first your book and now your Cornelius show. Now what's your next plan?
I want to keep going to the archives and, yeah, and keep playing around with this kind of stuff and just walking the streets and taking pictures of whatever comes up.
Yeah.
I started playing around with a projector to project images on a wall or even project, images on top of other images. And also do these little movies, and I thought, if I could project them on a big wall.
Movies. The pictures.
And
still swinging on the wall at the lighthouse.
Yeah, stuff like that. And also, obviously, then you can make this in combination with music.
Yeah.
The
possibilities.
Exactly.
Yeah, talk about your race car brotherhood. Raceways.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and through this whole thing, I kind of got involved.
There was some street racing on Terminal Island that they cut, pulled the plug on.
Exactly.
Trying to bring it back, right.
Exactly.
Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Folks, that cat, I can't remember his name, but he's a cat, he kept it going all the, that time. He passed away a little while ago.
Big Willie Robinson.
Big Willie, bad cat.
Yeah.
So you're connected with them. I think that's a good thing. I hope it gets back.
Yeah.
What would your advice be to somebody, 27 years old, somebody you met from Germany at the bus station downtown, what would you tell him? What would be your advice?
Well, if he would like to hear my advice, I would probably just show him a couple of cool spots I know of, because that's the hardest part. If you first come to a big city, you don't know where to go and you don't know anyone.
Right.
So
find someone. That's your advice. Find someone who knows good spots.
Walk around. Walk around.
Check it out.
Walk around and
be a little careful.
And be a little careful.
Yeah, be a little careful, people. You come to see. I mean, I know there's a Disneyland somewhere around here, but most of it ain't the Magic Kingdom. But it is a happening kingdom, but or maybe it's not a kingdom. It's a republic.
Pockets of magic.
And as far as like expression, you know, finding your voice, your muse.
I just want to keep taking pictures and doing these little. I mean, I did a couple of little Pedro stories, like 2-minute videos of, you know, little portraits. I would like to keep doing that. And really just see what comes up and how everything is evolving. And
Bitchin' Brother Matt, it's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Asset to our town.
Yeah, very cool.
You know, thanks for coming here and kind of in love with our town and
thank you guys.
Teaching us about our own pad by being from outside and coming on to the inside and now telling the stories.
Yeah, it's nice seeing you getting so much good press, too, on this show.
Yeah. And we want to have you back on the show when you get these movies going. We'll talk about that, okay?
Awesome.
Thanks so much for coming aboard.
Thank you.
You're always essential aid in an event.
Pleasure.
Next week, I think we got your buddy, old buddy, and mine too.
Adam Bomb.
Come
on down, Pat Hood.
Tim Maxeiner, thanks again.
Thank you.
Cornelius Projects, 1417 South Pacific Avenue, San Pedro, California, till March 1st.
Every Saturday, 1 to 6 o'clock.
Saturday, 1 to 6 p.m. It's been the January 29th edition of the Walk Pedro Show, everybody. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.